good morning. You heard about that home invasion involving Scotty McCreery yesterday, forced to lie down, face down, with his two roommates at a 1:45 a.m. home invasion, had an AK-47 stuck to his head, while the other armed gunman took wallets, billfolds, anything of value, just completely robbed him, and then left. There was a lot of yelling going on. The people next door said they just thought it was, you know, college boy fraternity party. Scary stuff. Talked to Vince Gill yesterday, and he said, yeah, I had a gun stuck to my head once, and it's a life-changing experience.
You're right about that. It just it saps all the energy out, and you never forget it.
Yeah, I mean, how would you go to sleep at night not worrying, you know, thinking that somebody's going to break in, or you're going to be, next thing you know, you're going to be on the floor of your place with a gun to your head, or worse. That's some scary stuff. I mean, really, really, really is scary. And his mother, I'm friends with Judy, and sent her a note yesterday. She never answered.
Oh.
And I know some other people sent, and they hunkered down. They got Scotty down to Garner, North Carolina, where they live, and that's where he stayed last night.
Wow.
So, Vince, I told Darius and Carrie Underwood about it yesterday. I was at the rehearsals for the All for the Hall, so we were able to, a bunch of us, spend time together yesterday and told him about that. And they were shocked. That was one thing I noticed. You know, because Scotty's well thought of. He's a gentleman. He's open for many of those people, and he's just a good guy. And they were really shocked and so glad that he wasn't hurt, as we all are. Carrie seems to be in a wonderful place. She seems to be happy, proud. You know, she's up for a Billboard Music Award. She just got the Time Magazine 100 Most Influential People. She said she had no idea what she was doing there, but she enjoyed it. She said seeing all those different kind of people and to be able to perform was really a thrill. So she's having the time of her life right now. And as the week goes on, I'll tell you about some conversations that Keith Urban and I had about these reality shows and more. But the day moves on.